Every Monday night, a ghoulish group gathers at Chester Street, a Champaign nightclub. They travel from all around central Illinois, wearing black lipstick, dark costumes, and more than their fair share of tattoos and body piercings. By 10 o'clock on this Monday night, the dance floor is jammed with people dancing hypnotically to the hardcore music. Two gothers in wheelchairs spin furiously to the beat. Abby, a longtime attendee of Goth Nights at Chester Street, is wearing a long black dress, boots, and a cape. She says the goth scene is made up of several subgroups.
Of course, start with the nice Wiccan community, which associates with the U of I and so forth, and they have their branches here. Then there's the Gothic Mass community, which is a relatively new Christian-based community. There's the vampire players, who play the vampire game, masquerade, white wolf, whatever. There's the industrial community. Then there's also the goth community, which is more the velvet, the lace, and so forth.
Yerda, another regular at Goth Night, is a martial arts instructor. She has several ear piercings, tongue and navel piercings, and is wearing a spiked dog collar. She bought her dress at a local fetish fashion store today.
And it's a full-length velvet sleeveless evening gown. And the boots I'm sporting today are leather zipper boots that have been my favorite shoes for a couple years now. The only shoes that ever made me happy.
Like most of the people at C Street, she's drawn by the music and the theater of Goth Night.
You can feel like you're wearing a costume, and it's something that you can't do every day. You can't go out on Tuesday to a bar around here and wear a costume. You know, I'm one of the group, and I can dress out and feel beautiful and feel elegant and feel sexy and not feel strange.
Outside in the beer garden, dancers cool down on this mild winter evening. 21-year-old Ben is wearing a polyurethane shirt, white makeup, and black lipstick. He makes a three-hour round trip to attend Goth Nights. He says once he heard the industrial dance music, he was hooked.
It's very dreary, but yet alive, and I'm not a really dreary person. I'm a very alive person. That's what I like about the music itself. This is an escape for me. It's like a drug.
For others, the gothic lifestyle has permeated their everyday lives. Jennifer, a college-educated mother of two, and Ian are roommates. Ian's description of their living arrangements totally cracks up their crowd of friends.
I'm just a friend of the family.
I'm married, and I've been very happily married for 3.5 years now. I've been with my husband for 5 years. We have two beautiful children, including someone who just turned 3 months old. And Ian lives with us and is good friends with my husband and also happens to be my very close boyfriend type person. You know, I spend half the night in one bedroom and half the night in the other bedroom. And it works for us. We know it's strange. We don't care.
While Jennifer says she's a pagan, other gothers identify themselves as Jewish, Christian, Wiccan, and, quote, still searching. 24-year-old Stacy says many people are threatened by the gothers' experiments with different lifestyles and spirituality. She says those who even look overtly gothic may experience a lot of discrimination.
We are also degraded by white races and everything else. We are still, we are a minority.
She says just because she has several body piercings, it doesn't mean she's a bad person.
You know, I have like 7 genital piercings and I'm very proud of them, you know, and I do show them off once in a while. People sit there and don't understand why people pierce each other and pierce themselves. It's something to do. It's a lot of fun. It gives you a high, and piercings are a lot better than drugs, you know.
Jennifer agrees and says she enjoys being pierced as well.
It was very invigorating. It was very good pain. It depends on if you like that sort of thing. I mean, you have to sort of like it to begin with. And it was very intense, but if I had more nipples, I would do it again.
After a night of furious dancing, the house lights come up and it's time to leave. But the gothers are too wound up to call it a night. That's why every week a large group usually heads to an all-night restaurant. Around 20 costumed gothers file into the smoking section. Among the bright lights and potted plants, they look younger and more vulnerable than in the dark, noisy nightclub.
Can I get the cheeseburger fries and shake thing? Can we make the cheeseburger medium? Strawberry shake. and then a glass of water with lemon.
Yeah.
And can I get the small size of the mozzarella sticks?
Abby, known for her caring attitude, usually moves table to table, dispensing advice. This has earned her the moniker of Mommy Goth.
Which means I get to hear everybody's problems, and everybody comes to me with everything from what is this that they're doing to me to where do I go to get tested for X, Y, and Z, and you know, so-and-so, I think he likes me, and does it mean I'm gay if...
Ben, who was raised Amish, says the goth community is like an extended family.
What do I get from the group?
Support, sometimes. A lot of amusement. And it's fun to see people of attitudes like I do and how they do in the world. And their dreams and their aspirations.
The group keeps in contact with their own website and listserv, as well as a newsletter outlining goth events. Ben says although the gothers enjoyed the music, the theatrics, and tolerance of the lifestyle, he believes there is something more that binds them together.
I think it's the community that does it for me, the people that are there.
I'm Cheryl Weedy, AM 580 News.